Good evening and welcome to Irwin High School, where we're in the second round of the Western Mountain Athletic Conference Tournament. Semifinal round, where number 3 seed Tuscola takes on number 1 seed A.C. Reynolds tonight. Charles Allison with Mike Matthews here. And Tuscola now 19-4 with a win last night over Asheville High School, Mike. But it was a rugged 68-55 win over the Cougars. And having to turn around and play in 24 hours is going to be interesting tonight.
Hey, it might be beneficial for them. They started out slow and sluggish. I think they beat Asheville twice pretty well. So now it's the rubber game between them and Reynolds. See who gets to the ship, as the kids say. So I think they're going to come out with a little more enthusiasm, try to throw it inside to land and get it started. But they got a tough opponent against A.C. Reynolds.
And, of course, as Mike did mention, this will be the third game that we've played against A.C. Reynolds. Earlier on December 11th, Tuscola defeated Reynolds at home 86-77, lost on the road back on January 25th in that sort of two-week period there at the end of January where kind of had a slide, and Tuscola went on a little bit of a steep decline there for about a week and a half there at the end of January. Some flu bug and some pretty tough competition came in, and Reynolds is part of that. Of course, Tuscola only lost by 3, so still played them quite well.
Yeah, now we're at that time where you win and you keep on playing, or win and go home. And you got this tournament, I guess people call it the second season, and then you get into the state tournament, and that's the third season. So we'll see what happens. Maybe they'll come out with a little more, urgency and try to get things done. I anticipate that's what's going to happen after talking to Coach Messer and some of the other kids. I think they're ready to go.
Of course, Reynolds got here, defeated number 7 seed Irwin yesterday, 67-54. And to kind of recap some action here earlier, number 2 seed North Buncombe defeated Inca here 64-51. But big news, junior Ren Dyer went down what appeared to be an ankle injury, went off on crutches, and not real sure what his status will be. But North Buncombe advances to the finals, and we'll take on the winner of this game, getting ready to tip off here in about 5 minutes. Also, good news, Tuscola girls defeated Irwin today in the 3:30 game, 50-38, to advance to the finals at 6 o'clock on Friday, which we'll bring to you here on Tuscola Sports Radio. And that will be versus Irwin, who just defeated Inca 60-52. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get you ready for the start of Tuscola versus Reynolds. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
As part of Duke LifePoint Health, when the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood, security systems quit, heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. How can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline, ever. Generac has been designing and building home standby generators right here in the U.S. since 1959. Today, they're the number one brand in residential standby generators. Control your power. Control your life with a Generac home standby generator. For a free quote from your electric cooperative, call Haywood EMC at 828-452-2281. They can do a turnkey installation and even offer low interest financing to qualified members.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
And welcome back to Irwin High School hosting the Western Mountain Athletic Conference semifinal round between A.C. Reynolds and Tuscola High School. And we are announcing the starting lineups. Max Rogers will be starting for the Mountaineers along with Jared Swanger, Lane Curvin, Landon Henley, and Jack Sutton, which has been the normal starting lineup. And it's time for our keys to the game, sponsored by Crompton Auto Mart and Service Center on Delwood Road. Winter is coming. Go by and get your vehicle service for the harsh winter weather. Crompton's has quality buy here, pay here cars and trucks. And a little shout out to David and Chuck just wrapped up their show, I believe, at WPTL. And Chuck coming back, I believe his first action back, Mike, after suffering a heart attack.
Out of way, Chuck. Good job, buddy.
And I believe they were talking some basketball, and also had new Tuscola head football coach JT Postel on as a guest. So looking forward maybe to hearing that later when I get back home. But we're getting ready to start here, and keys to the game. One thing I found interesting when we played Reynolds at home, Mike, Davis Reynolds got inserted in pretty early to play defense against Pruitt. And Isaiah Pruitt, who's off, he's averaging about 26 points a game. And I'll be interested to see if that happens tonight.
Well, I think the keys of the game are socks. And they ain't lost in the pink socks, and Jared Swanger don't have his pink socks. So, Now they just got to take care of the basketball and contest Reynolds' shots. Keep Isaiah Pruitt out of the lane because he's a heck of a dribbler.
A.C. Reynolds will win the tip. And Pruitt now, he'll get it over to Eli Hembry. Now Jace Dover in the lane. He'll dish it off over to Pruitt. Jumper outside the arc. No good. Rebound Henley. Jack now will bring it up. Swing it over to Henley. Right side. Now in the corner to Curvin. Jared Swanger at the top of the arc. And a dribble into the free throw line. He'll kick it back out. And a whistle. And I imagine a 3-second call on Tuscola. So the ball will turn over to Reynolds. It's 0-0 just starting here in the second round, semifinal round of the Western Mountain Athletic Conference Tournament. Pruitt now will swing it over to Dover on the left side. He'll bring it up, give it to Hembry up top. Now to Pruitt. Henley comes out, takes a swat at the basketball. Pruitt from the three-point line, no good. Rebound Henley.
Good to see Tuscola contesting shots, making it difficult for Pruitt to get going.
And Swanger loses the handle. Just once again, last night, early in the game, kind of had a little focus issue. Rogers now gets a tip back. He'll go for a shot and a whistle. And the ball out of bounds.
Both teams either a little nervous or just having trouble taking care of the basketball.
And they'll inbound to Curvin, a little turnaround jumper in the lane, no good. And be rebounded by Dope. He'll give the ball over to Pruitt, who's at the top. Right side now, Dover, jumper, three-point good. And Pruitt, who's not been on, but gets it to Dover, and shot is good. But Reynolds leading 3-0, and a whistle. And Tuscola will once again turn the ball over.
Backcourt violation, just a little not concentrating.
Pruitt with it now, inbound. Henry will swing it over to Jalen Crowder. Now Jeremiah Dorsey with it. He'll give it back over to Pruitt. Working the left side. Henley will come out up top and challenge Pruitt. Pruitt going to drive around him, and not sure that
that's not
is going to work.
Yeah, that's not a – don't want that kind of switch.
Sutton now going to bring it left side. Got it to Henley. Henley, a little turnaround jumper and in. Reynolds leading now 5-2 as we hit 5.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Pruitt now will swing it right side to Dorsey. Back to Crowder, a little jumper from the top of the key is no good, but rebounded by Hembry. He'll kick it out to Dover. Hembry there to rebound again. He'll put the shot up, not there. Tipped away by Curvin, And rebounded finally by Jeremiah Dorsey. He'll kick it back to Pruitt. Shot no good. Rogers gets his hand on the ball, but he can't drag it in, and it'll go out of bounds to the Reynolds Rockets.
Fifth opportunity that Tuscola has given him. They got to grab the basketball and possess it.
Reynolds will inbound baseline. Get it to Dover. Dover spin move and a whistle and a foul on Lane Kirby. That'll be Lane's first, team first. And Davis Reynolds, as we mentioned, will check in for the Mountaineers, give Kirby a break. Ball inbounded now to Dorsey. Give it to Pruitt. Then down in the corner to Crowder. Pruitt with it now. Back up top. He'll go inside the arc. Hit a pass inside. Embry now trying to make a move on Henley, and the ball go out of bounds.
Nothing seems to be going Tuscola's way. Every bad break.
So far.
Fumbling the basketball is going against them.
Offensive end has just not had any production so far.
It'll turn around. Hopefully.
Ball's inbound, and now Pruitt will bring it up the sideline and back up top. He'll pass it over in the corner to Dorsey. Jumper from the baseline, no good, but Dorsey then swats the ball away from Swanger, puts it up, no good. Rebound Swanger. Got to be stronger and hang on to the basketball. And he'll outlet to Sutton. Over in the corner to Davis Reynolds, and in. Three-point shot by Davis Reynolds. And we are tied at five all. 4:18 clock running first quarter. Crowder with it now. Over to Dorsey, way outside. Shot off the back rim, no good, and Jack Sutton gets a hand on it.
Just not grabbing the basketball, just grabbing it with one hand. Either the ball's slippery or...
And, of course, tournament ball. You're playing back-to-back games in 24 hours, and you've got to pick up the energy level a little bit. Pruitt with it now. He'll cross-court pass over to Dover. Dover now going to drive inside the lane, kick it out to Hembry. Hembry going to step in, bounce pass back all the way over to Jalen Crowder on the left side. Pruitt with it now up top. Henley goes to shut him off. It almost looks like they're trying to double Pruitt. And a bounce pass baseline into Hembry, and he'll go up with it and foul. And that foul will go on Davis Reynolds, his first, team second. Hembry will go to the line to shoot two for the Rockets.
And Tuscola just has to do a better job of concentrating, grabbing the ball with two hands, protecting it, playing fundamental.
Hembry's first free throw is good, 6-5. Second one is up. And good. Reynolds now leading 7-5 as we hit 3:37 in the first quarter. Perkins now in the game for the Mountaineers. They'll swing it over. Sutton now tries to hit Henley along the left side of the lane. No good. Perkins able to get the rebound, though, and then turns around and tries to hit Swanger, but Pruitt gets the steal. Pruitt now with it, dribbling inside the lane. Jumper good. 9-5, Reynolds lead. 3:10, first quarter. Swanger now with it. Tries to hit Henley. It's tipped away, and Dover able to come up with it for Reynolds. He'll go all the way down. Jump shot off the rim. No good. Rebound Swanger. And Sutton looks to push it and then holds up. He'll get it to Kirby. Kirby now going to drive the lane from the top of the key. He'll kick it back out to Swanger. Jumper no good. Tipped away by Kirby. Back to Swanger. Head fake by Swanger. He'll pass it on to Henley at the baseline. Henley baseline jumper off the side of the rim. No good. And Crowder with a rebound for Reynolds. Pruitt now working the right side. Sutton comes out on him. Now back to Crowder up top. Pruitt now with it. Crowder right side. Now back to Pruitt. Top. He backs up.
Tyler
starts
Patton.
Guarding for a guiding for a pick.
Tyler Patton frees. Got one shoe. One shoe's off.
Number five.
He's trying to fix it.
And jump shot by Dover, no good. And then one of the few basketball players I see still wearing low tops, Mike. And that's probably why he's got the flat. Perkins now with it. He'll get it into Henley over in the left corner. Sutton shot, no good. Tipped back by Swanger. Patton goes in for it. And a foul. Actually, no. Referee Lance going to stop play and allow Parton to finally fix his shoe. And he's got it fixed, and Reynolds will inbound the ball. Minute 50. Reynolds leading 9-5. And a call inside and whistle. And Parton with a illegal screen. And that foul will be his first and Reynolds' first. Curving back in the game for Tuscola. Max Rogers also back in. Nate Bradford makes his first appearance. Bradford over here on the left side. He'll move it around up top. Pick up his dribble now to Curvin. Curvin looks to Rogers cutting in. Can't hit him. Now to Henley. Just about 16 feet out over right side Bradford. Curvin with it now. Going to drive on Dover. Jumper. Good. 9-7. Minute 20. First quarter.
Good job by Tuscola to be patient. Get the ball inside.
Pruitt working it. Parton head fake. He won't shoot. Give it over to Henry on the baseline. They'll kick it back out to Parton. Parton looking to shoot. He'll dribble on in off the front of the rim. No good, but Henry gets the rebound. He'll kick it back out to Parton. Ball fake. Dribble. Kicks it over to Henry baseline. Not there. Curvin gets a hand on it, but can't quite pull it in, and he'll tip it out of bounds.
Tuscola doing a horrible job defensive rebounding in the first few minutes, but still just down 9-7. They improved that.
Of course, Reynolds not really hitting their shots yet.
No. Reynolds very athletic, too quick to the ball, quick leapers.
And ball gets away from Dorsey, but he's able to rein it back in. Now Pruitt with it, going to make a move. Swanger cuts him off. He'll come back out. Pruitt going to pull it out as we hit 49 seconds in the first quarter. Now over to Dorsey. I'm sorry, that's Crowder. Right side jumper good, 12-7. Tuscola with it. Curvin going to drive the lane, and he'll catch the foul on number 10. That'll go on Jalen Crowder. That'll be Reynolds' second. And that foul on the floor, so Lane will not go to the line. So Tuscola will inbound the ball at the baseline. Get it over to Bradford in the corner. Now swings it up top. Perkins now. Dribble through it on him. Get it inside to Henley at about the 14-foot mark. Back to Curvin. Outside. Bradford jumper. And that three-point shot by Nate Bradford is good.
Good to see that. He gets going. That's going to really help Tuscola.
Nate gets hot. And Nate, as we mentioned last night, in the last 2 weeks, has really just started kicking it in. And it's almost now like he's a sophomore and not a freshman. Crowder now way out off the back of the rim. No good. Henley up with a rebound. Finally grabs it. And then an outlet pass is cut off by Crowder. He'll get a jumper off before the buzzer. And 15-10 will be the score as we go into the second quarter. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio. We'll be back right after this.
As part of Duke Life Point Healthcare, Heywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and Life Point Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospitals. Heywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, general, interventional cardiology, women's care, sleep lab, imaging, pediatrics, and GI center. For more information, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myheywoodregional.com.
Tuscola basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming back to you live here at Irwin High School, semifinal round of the Western Mountain Athletic Conference Tournament, Tuscola versus Reynolds. And Tuscola down right now 15-10 on a sequence of events there. And it's a 12-10 ball game, and Henley with a rebound, but his outlet pass to Sutton was cut off by Jalen Crowder, and he was able to jack one up from three prior to the buzzer to take a 15-10 lead now as we start the second quarter. Tuscola with possession.
Yeah, nothing really went well for Tuscola in the first quarter, so see if we can't turn that around.
Sutton drives there in the lane, a little turnaround out of a 14-footer's good. 15-12 here to start the second quarter. Reynolds still with the lead.
Tuscola still playing man-to-man, just got to rebound the ball better.
Reynolds moving it around outside, tried to cut inside to Jeremiah Dorsey. Now Dover with it. Gives it over to Pruitt. He'll set up top. And Crowder actually has done more damage so far, Mike, than Pruitt ever thought about.
Yep. Just a lot of three-point shots for Reynolds.
Shot by Dorsey, no good. Rebounded by Tuscola. Curving now with it. He'll bring it up. Dish it to Swanger. Swanger going to dribble into the lane and drive. Can't convert, and it's rebounded.
Good to see him going to the basket, though.
Good, yes, sir. Pruitt now going to drive, and he's cut off and fouled. That foul will go on Jack Sutton, his first. Team third, but Pruitt in the act of shooting will go to the line. As we mentioned earlier, Isaiah Pruitt currently leading scorer for Reynolds with just a touch over 26 points per game. Landon Henley, about 21.5 for Tuscola. Pruitt also 4.5 assists per game. Second free throw goes down. It's 17-12. We're just in a minute now here in the second quarter. Kirby now going to drive the lane, and a reach-in foul going to go on number 31, and that is Jeremiah Dorsey. First foul on Mr. Dorsey, third team foul for the Rockets. Tuscola will inbound. Sutton now up with it up top. He'll swing it around. Curving a little bounce pass, give and go to Sutton. Can't make the layup. Henley there to get the rebound. He can't grab it. He tips it to Sutton. Sutton dishes to Swanger on the drive at the middle. Basket good. Tuscola still down 17-14.
Good interior passing by Tuscola right there. Very unselfish.
Moving the ball better and seeming to be able to get their hands on it now. Pruitt with it now on the left side. And we got a call inside. And another illegal screen called on Reynolds. And that one will also go on Dorsey. And so now he's picked up two quick ones. Yeah, he'll come
hurt.
Out.
That'll hurt. He's one of their big interior players.
Tyler Parton will come back out on the floor to give him a break. Sutton now bringing it up. Rogers back in the game, left side. Trying to work off a screen set by Henley. Up top, Swagger going to dribble in. About 15-footer, kick it out. Tuscola quickly moving the basketball outside. Curving jumper, no good. Nobody there to rebound. Parton will come up with it. He'll dish it to Pruitt. Pruitt goes around Swanger, and Rogers not able to get there in time to block the shot. So the basket's good. Reynolds up 19-14. Rogers' three-point shot, nothing but net. 19-17. Tuscola cutting into the lead. Pruitt now driving in. He'll dish it back out. Dover. I'm sorry. And the ball's loose now, outside, out of bounds.
He's got to put a body on him. Reynolds is quick jumpers. Reynolds going to extend the pressure now on Tuscola.
Bradford in the game for Tuscola. Sutton with it. Pruitt on him. Sutton across midcourt. Beats the double team over to Bradford. Now Swanger. Tuscola back to trying to quickly pass that ball outside of the arc. Rogers going to drive the lane. 14-footer good. And it's 19 all with 5:24 here left to go in the second quarter. Pruitt with it now. He'll give it over to right side. Parton. Nate comes out on him. Gives it to Crowder. Swinging around the left side now. Pruitt. He'll dribble around the top. Henley comes up. Sutton backs him off. Crowder now hits the side of the backboard. No good, but the rebound was so long. Gets the rebound, puts it up. Still no good. Dover with the rebound, and he'll stick it in. And Coach Messer wants a timeout.
Another offensive rebound.
So we'll keep it right here with Tuscola down by two, 21-19 at the 4:54 mark here in the second quarter.
Just offensive rebound after offensive rebound, Charles. They're
got to get a hip on somebody.
Got to get a body on somebody and root them out. Yeah.
I know they're quick, but you got to turn and at least try to tag him and get something on him and try to inhibit them from going for the basketball. Offensive, though, this quarter, Mike, Tuscola has stepped it up. The shots are starting to fall.
Yes.
And they're starting to work the ball much, much better around the outside.
Yeah, driving to the basket, interior passing is good. They're getting the ball inside. Good things are happening to them. So it's got to keep that up. The only thing they need to do, I think, a little bit better at this point is the defensive rebound. Munnels has probably had 2-3 possessions where they've gotten 4-5 shots that ended up finishing with the basket. So it's got to straighten that out.
Tuscola inbound. Reynolds a little bit of token pressure in the backcourt. Bradford now bring it up. He's giving it to Max Rogers. Max going to dribble around all the way to the right side. Dover on him. Rogers bank shot, no good. Henley trying to get a hand on it, tipping it off the backboard and back, but Crowder able to get the rebound. Pruitt now, right side, looking to work the gap. Sutton on him. He'll draw coverage, swing it out to Tyler Parton, and his three-pointer is good. 24-19. Reynolds with the lead. Henley now going to drive. He'll kick it back out. Swanger goes behind the back. Up, layup, no good. Tip by Bradford, and he's fouled. So good hustle by Nate Bradford coming in here, trying to get the rebound after the missed layup by Swanger after he had driven in on a gap on the left side. So Bradford will go to the line to shoot two. And first one's off the mark. Reynolds now will bring in Brant Tagner, a senior center. And
now they're not nearly as athletic, but they're a little bit bulkier.
Bit bigger, yeah. Bradford now will hit the second free throw. 24-20. Reynolds still leading as we hit 4 minutes to go here till halftime. Pruitt now kicks it out to Dover. In and out. No good. Rebound Bradford. Hangs on to it.
Good job by Nate Cheston, the basketball.
Nate now with it. Looking to drive. He'll work baseline. Tagner comes out on him. Hembry's out on Henley. Henley hits curving in the middle of the lane. Spin around. Jumper good. He banked it in.
Got such a size difference now. They need to throw the ball inside.
24-22. Reynolds still with the lead. Pruitt now, jumper outside the arc, gets nothing. And the ball will go out of bounds to Tuscola. Davis Reynolds now going to check in and give Henley a break. So Bradford should move down low. Curvin will bring it up. Max, right side, Parton on him. They'll dish it down to Reynolds. Reynolds goes down to the block, can't do anything with it, spins, turns it back out to Rogers, jumper off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound Sutton. They'll kick it to Curvin now, and off the front of the rim, no good. Reynolds there to rebound. He'll put it up over the rim, no good, and a foul on Tyler Parton. So that will
be Tyler
be his second. And Swanger now going to check in for the Mountaineers, give Jack Sutton a break. Tuscola still not shooting. The 1-1. Curvin, it's inbound. Curvin going to drive the lane on Dover. A little jumper off the backboard, no good. Rebound Tagner. Pruitt now pushing it up. Going to drive to the right side. Swatted away by Davis Reynolds, but we'll have a foul on the floor. And that will be on Davis Reynolds, his second foul.
Pruitt, just when he gets the basketball, he has one thing in mind. He's going to get to the rim.
So Reynolds will inbound at the baseline. He'll go all the way up top to Hagan Robinson. First we've seen of him tonight for Reynolds. Pruitt now gives it over to Tagner, right side, and now Dover with it. Back to Pruitt. Reynolds spreading the floor a little bit. Over in the corner now to Andrew Stenberg. Tagner will come down to help him out after Henley cuts off Stenberg. Stenberg now going to drive in and swatted away by Grayson Perkins. The steal by Max Rogers. And he'll drive. Cross-court pass Perkins, swinging around quickly to Curvin. Curvin going to drive the lane. And good. Ball kind of hung on the rim for a second. A little worried. We're back to 24-24 here with 2:13 to go before halftime. Dover now, jumper for Reynolds. Good. 3 points. Puts Reynolds back up 27-24. Swanger picks up his dribble now. He'll get it to Perkins. A little head fake. He'll drive on in, go to the rim, cannot dare. And Tagner comes down with a rebound. Pruitt driving, and Rogers goes up, and a heck of a block. Kervin with it, bringing it down. He'll drive around Dover, and a basket's good. 27-26, and probably the most athletic move I've seen by Max Rogers.
Yeah, he said that's enough of his driving to the basket.
Max still really not feeling well. He's been kind of sick the last couple of weeks. Shot now, rebounded by Stenberg. Rebounded out to Dover. Dover shot, no good, but there's a foul. And Max now will come out. Henley back in. Sutton back in. Perkins now will come out on Dover. Dover working down the baseline behind him. They'll get it in the corner to Pruitt. Swanger on him. Pruitt drives in the lane, dumps it off to Dover. Jumper from the right baseline is good. 29-26. As we hit a minute to go, jump shot, Swanger, no good. Tipped out by Hagan Robinson to Pruitt. Pruitt will bring it down, and he's tied up with Swanger, and a foul, and Mr. Lance quickly steps in to prevent any further discussion between Mr. Pruitt and Mr. Swanger. Pruitt now inbound. Both teams now with 6 fouls. 53 seconds and counting, and the ball's loose. Swanger able to swat it away. He'll finally gather it in and bring it up. Over in the corner, Perkins, left-handed jump shot is good outside the arc, and a whistle. And going to be a foul on Henley down low. And, of course, from our vantage point here in the gym at Irwin, we have no idea what happened because we're basically over the baseline. But that will put Reynolds on the line in the 1-1, and, of course, the basket was no good. So Hembry's first free throw is good. Second one. Off the rim, no good, rebound, Henley. 30-29 as we hit 40 seconds and counting, second quarter. Henley now with the ball fake, going to dribble on in, drive the lane. Shot no good, but he's fouled. And then that foul will go on number 33, Eli Hembry. And so that should put Tuscola into bonus. Although Henley will be shooting two here. 35.3 to go. First foul shot, no good. Henley's second free throw, also no good, and Dover boxing him out. All of Tuscola had already dropped back besides Henley. So it's 30-29 as we hit 26 seconds, clock running here till halftime.
Tuscola needs to get a stop right here. Don't let him score.
Reynolds going to spread it out, work for the last shot. Pruitt with it. Tuscola content to let him stay out there in corner. Now he's going to start making his move as we hit 7 seconds. Stolen away by Perkins. Can't get it in as it bounced over his head, but the ball is loose. Pruitt with it now. Long jump shot off the backboard. No good. So we'll go into halftime with the Mountaineers down 30-29 to the AC Reynolds Rockets. We'll be back right after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
Back to Charles and Mike here on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming back to you live here at Tuscola High School. It's time for, not at Tuscola High School. We're at Irwin High School, where the Western Mountain Athletic Conference semifinal, second game of the night, Tuscola versus Reynolds. And it's time for the halftime show, brought to you by Hometown Hardware with three locations, one near you. Hometown Hardware has all your hardware, paint, and plumbing supplies. Hometown Hardware is your big box alternative. And Mike, really, the way we came out in the first quarter to only be down 30-29, I would basically say we're kind of hanging in there.
Yeah, we're sort of blessed. I mean, they must be out rebounding us 20-4. It's amazing the amount of second, third, fourth, fifth chances on three different possessions. They've had four or five opportunities, and we're only down one. So we do a better job rebounding the basketball and keeping Pruitt out of the lane. It's going to come down to maybe the last possession. I'm starting to shoot the ball a little bit better. I'd like to see him throw the ball in there to Landon a little bit more, but we're down one, so can't complain about that. Coach Messer will fix him at halftime. Scoring-wise, we have Max Rogers with 5, Davis Reynolds with 3, Jared Swanger with 2, Nate Bradford with 4, Lane Kirvin with 8, Grayson Perkins with 3, Landon Henley with 2, Jack Sutton with 2 fouls. We just have Davis Reynolds with 2. Swanger has 1. Kirvin 1. Grayson Perkins 1. Landon Henley 1. Jack Sutton 1. So we're in good position. For Reynolds, we got Tyler Patton has 3. Jalen Crowder has 6. Isaiah Pruitt has 8. Chase Dover has 10. And Eli Hemry has 3. But Reynolds has couple of their players with 2 fouls, Tyler Patton, Jason Crowder, and Jeremiah Dorsey, so that could come into play here in the third quarter.
And, of course, Pruitt, their leading scorer, and they're kind of all conference performer. Actually, Dover came out with the hotter hand to start the game. Pruitt, initially shots weren't falling, and you can kind of take that as an omen maybe for Reynolds tonight.
Right.
But Dover certainly able to pick up the slack. Of course, Dover, he's their leading rebounder with 7.5 a game, and he also averages 2.5 steals a game. So between Dover and Pruitt, they're pretty much the statistical leaders for Reynolds. And then Jalen Crowder comes in with not quite 1 block per game. Landon, of course, still averaging 1 for us. Lane Kirvin averaging 1.5 steals. And Jack Sutton still hanging in there just a notch below 4 assists per game. And of course Landon almost 12 rebounds a game. And of course Landon usually a double-double kind of performer. Let's recap kind of what's going on here today. We've got of course semifinal round. Earlier today we had North Buncombe defeating Inca 64-51. North Buncombe, which led the conference most of the year but ended up getting knocked off the number one seed late by AC Reynolds. North Buncombe beat Inca 64-51. They will play at 7:30 Friday night versus the winner of this game, and hopefully it'll be the Mountaineers. Also, in girls action, Tuscola defeated Asheville today in the first game at 3:30. Beat the Cougars 50-38, and in the game immediately before this one, Irwin's girls defeated Inca 60-52. So the Tuscola Lady Mountaineers will face Irwin in the conference championship game Friday at 6 o'clock. So if you can get over here, come support the girls, and hopefully the boys can pull this out, and we'll have 2 games here Friday night. But we already know the girls will be here at 6 o'clock. If you can't make it to Irwin High School Friday night, be sure to tune in here to Tuscola Sports Radio. We'll take another break, and when we come back, we'll get you ready for the second half. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
talking about that Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped, pulled, or sliced. Beef brisket, baby back ribs, a belly-busting dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
And welcome back, Tuscola Sports Radio. Got a special guest here with us. I'm going to turn it over to Mike Matthews, and he'll talk to Pisgah head basketball coach Casey Kruk.
Hey, got Casey Kruk here today. Going to talk to us a little about. They go out to Franklin tomorrow night, playing the championship against Hendersonville High School, who they have split with. So, Casey, what do you think you got to do to play against Coach Featherstone's team?
It's always tough, man. You know, Hendersonville has a really athletic team. They got some big old boys that are hard to guard and some really athletic kids. But, you know, I like our chances. We've been playing better and better here lately and getting better throughout the end of the year. So we'll see what we can do.
You got everybody healthy and ready to go?
We're end of the year healthy. You know, as healthy as you can be this time of the year playing all these games. But everybody's excited and fired up, and practice was good. I had to hold them back a little bit today, so that's always what you want.
Yeah, Marvin's team's going to come out and get you. They like to run trap and shoot the ball. So wishing you guys the best of luck as you travel up the mountain to go get them.
Yeah, man, I'm excited for it, and excited to be here tonight watching a basketball game that I don't have to study on and watch and see who's doing what. I just get to watch basketball and enjoy it a little bit.
It's a lot easier to do that. Well, listen, we wish you all the best luck as you travel up there.
Man.
The Mountaineers pulling for the Bears tomorrow night. Thank you for coming on.
Have a good one.
And that was Coach Casey Kruk, Pisgah High School. They're playing in the Mountain Six Conference Tournament, and I believe they're in the finals.
Yeah, playing against Hendersonville, whom they split with, and got to travel up to Franklin for that game. So
the tournament's at Franklin?
The tournament's at Franklin. Hendersonville's got a little bit longer trip, but pulling for the Bears. Now we got coming down to this one, second half here, Charles. One-point game, both teams warming up, so hoping this is going to be, it's going to be a good second half.
Well, we're going to take one more break, and when we come back, we'll get ready for the second half. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Duke Life Point Healthcare. Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and Life Point Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospitals. Haywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, general, interventional cardiology, women's care, sleep lab, imaging, pediatrics, and GI center. For more information, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myhaywoodregional.com.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
And Tuscola Sports Radio brought to you by many fine sponsors. Mike going to tell you about them right now.
Sure am. Tuscola Basketball is brought to you in part by Taylor Ford, Waynesville Cycle Center, Haywood Ace Hardware, Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services, Champion Credit Union, Fat Buddies, and Haywood Regional Medical Center.
And as we come back to start the second half, thank you, Mike. Tuscola down 30-29 to AC Reynolds. Reynolds will start in the third quarter with possession.
Now I think what Tuscola has to try to do is go right at Dorsey and Crowder and try to get their third foul and get them out of the ballgame. That'll give them quite a bit height advantage.
Crowder with it now. Eyeing Swanger. Right side over to Pruitt. Pruitt now going to drive in the lane, dump it off to Henry. And shot no good. Rebounded by Dorsey. Puts it back up. Can no good. Now Henry steals it away, though. And the basket's good. Reynolds leading 32-29. Just starting third quarter.
Once again, four different opportunities for Reynolds to get the basketball. Tuscola finally gets it, and they steal it away.
Swanger now with it. He'll lose it there at the top of the key. It's stolen away. Reynolds now. Shot by Dorsey. Left corner three-pointer good. And Coach Messer got to put a stop to this fire very quickly as Irwin has come out and scored five consecutive points to go up 35-29 here to start the third quarter. We'll keep it right here.
Just not taking care of the basketball, Charles. Not rebounding the basketball on the defensive end.
7-11 here, just starting the third quarter.
I think this is the biggest lead since the beginning, right? 6 points?
6-point lead. So Coach Messer trying to settle the troops down. 30-second timeout, so back out to the floor. Tuscola will inbound it from the baseline and bring it up. Swanger with it. Dorsey on him. Perkins gets the basketball. He'll drive in. Little runner good. 35-31. As we hit 6:50 here now in the third quarter. Pruitt now swings it over to Dorsey. Hembry with it now left side. Reynolds swinging around outside the arc. Dorsey's shot off the rim. No good. Tip by Curvin, but nobody there to get it. Pruitt will come down with it. Pruitt now working on Jack. He'll get it over to Crowder. Left side shot. No good. Curvin putting the body finally on Dorsey and able to get the ball over, tip it to Perkins. Rebound. And now Swanger bringing it up. He'll drive. And that's going to be a charge. Good job by Jeremiah Dorsey to draw the charge on Jared Swanger.
In comes Bradford, though. He's playing well. That'll help him rebound.
Bradford gave him a little bit of a spurt there in the second quarter when he came in. And interesting about Nate, he's tall. He can work inside, but he's also got a good outside shot. Dorsey now, no good. Crowder able to tip it back, still no good. Sutton now with a rebound. Bradford now going to work left side. He'll drive round Crowder, spin move, not there. Tipped by Curvin, but Hembry able to get the rebound. Pruitt now going to drive in, and that's going to be a foul on Grayson Perkins.
He gets to the foul line a lot, Isaiah Pruitt does.
Pruitt's first free throw rattles around and in. Pruitt's second shot, good. Reynolds now with the lead, 37-31. As we hit 5:45 now here, third quarter. Bradford will get it down to Kerwin in the corner. Sutton will come along, pick it up, give it to Perkins. Henley, left side of the lane. He'll right side of the lane. He'll give it over to Bradford. Now, pass into Kerwin and blocked away by Hembry, and a foul.
Good job taking the ball inside, though.
And that will be Henry's second foul. And Tuscola has got to find a way to get it pounded inside. And it's not going to help missing three throws.
No.
Kirvin's first shot is no good. 5.5 minutes here now, third quarter. Kirvin's second shot is good. Make it 37-32. Reynolds with the lead.
Tuscola playing man-to-man defense. Just got to rebound the ball better.
Crowder now swings over to Dorsey. Pruitt. Dover now going to take the shot, and it's good. And I might want to think about getting out on him. 40-32.
That's 16 for Dover.
Sutton now get it to Kirvin. Gets past Dorsey. He's got a chance to drive the lane. He'll go in between, split the defenders. Crowder and Embry, basket good. 40-34, and that looked like it wasn't going to turn out very well, Mike. But Pruitt comes back down and answers with another three-pointer. 43-34. Reynolds starting to get hot from outside the arc. Bradford now gives it over to Kirvin, and ball tipped away, and a pass to Henley off his fingertips. It's not there. And now Reynolds will take a timeout here with 4:35 to go, third quarter, and Rockets leading 43-34.
Tuscola's just not executing. Reynolds is making three-point shots and makes it difficult if you're not going to score.
And the Rockets, of course, starting to light it up from outside a little more consistently. So 30-second timeout called by Reynolds.
Hard to extend on Pruitt, though, because he's such a good ball handler. Can drive by and finish and dish.
Reynolds now will bring it up, see what the Mountaineers can do differently. Max Rogers in the game. Pruitt now, give it over to Dorsey in the corner. Now back up to Dover. He'll get it back to Pruitt. He'll work left side versus Jack Sutton. Now Dover tries to drive in. Swanger cuts him off. Crowder on the left side. Pruitt now just decides to take it off the front of the rim. No good. Tip by Dover. Gets over the outstretched hands of Henley, and Henry able to come up with it. So Reynolds will keep possession. Dover, another shot going to be short. Rebound by Rogers. It'll drop basically into his hands.
Another second chance opportunity, though. He got it landed. Henley isolated down low.
Sutton now, three-pointer, top of the key. Good. 43-37. Reynolds still leading.
Two-possession game. That's good.
Crowder now going to go around. It's blocked by Rogers, and he'll tip it over to Henley. And a chance for Tuscola now here to maybe cut into the lead.
Good athletic play by Max.
Kirvin now going to take the three-pointer, and it's good from about the same spot as Sutton. So that'll make it 43-40. Pruitt now tries to work off a screen. He'll give it over to Crowder. Crowder got it Rogers chest to shoulder with him. Got to be careful not to draw the foul. Rogers now, or I'm sorry, Pruitt trying to work off a screen by Henry. We got bodies all over the floor. Swanger comes up with it. Henley with it, trying to dribble, but not really his forte compared to the guard. And now Dover going to lose the basketball as he tries to drive. Ball on the floor again. Dorsey able to come up with it. And Swanger is going to pick up a foul down low.
Just bad, tough luck for Tuscola right there.
And Swanger was on the ground and rolling back towards out of bounds will draw the foul, his second. So Dorsey's first free throw is good. Bradford and Isley McClure will check in. First time we've seen Isley tonight. Henley will get a break. Dorsey's second free throw is good. Kervin will push it up the floor. He'll go, and he'll lose the handle. He's able to get it back. He started to drive the lane. Sutton now, left side of the arc. No good. Rebound by Dover. 45-40 with Dover bringing the basketball up. He'll give it over to Pruitt. Pruitt, good ball fake. Sutton need to be careful. Reaches in, and he'll draw the foul. And that will be Jack's second. Stenberg now going to check in for Reynolds, give Jeremiah Dorsey a break. Reynolds inbounding baseline. They'll go all the way out top to Parton, who brings it back over midcourt. Pruitt now trying to ball fake Sutton. Sutton goes off his feet, but Pruitt doesn't make a move. He'll pass it over to Stenberg and then get it back.
Tuscola applying very little pressure, staying inside the three.
Crowder's shot, no good. Rogers came out. Got a hand in his face. Sutton bringing it up now. Kervin looking to work the right side. Now spinning the lane. He'll get it tipped away by Stenberg. And Stenberg will get the rebound. Pruitt now going to shoot. And it's good. And Pruitt covered, still able to get it in. McClure with it now. He'll swing it around left side. Max Rogers, long three-point shot. He hits the ground. Shot no good. Rebound, Stenberg. And a foul on Isley McClure, his first. And Coach Messer going to take another timeout here with a minute and 32 to go here in the third quarter. This will be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here.
He's got to get the ball and get it, take care of the basketball better and go really hard and draw fouls to the basket. A little bit, a lot of individual play by Tuscola.
Tuscola down 48-40. Minute 32, third quarter. The winner of this game will face North Buncombe Friday evening here at Irwin High School at 7:30. Tuscola's girls already in the final. They'll play Irwin High School at 6 o'clock. Reynolds now inbounds the ball as we hit minute 30 to go, third quarter. Dover with it now. He'll dish it off to Crowder. Layup, no good. Rebound, Perkins. Jack now, cross-court pass all the way over to Max Rogers. Left corner, Bradford off the back of the rim. No good. Pruitt with a rebound.
Good block out by Crowder right there.
Pruitt steps back, but still had 1 foot on the arc, so it won't count. Rogers with the rebound anyway. He'll take it all the way himself. Layup good. 48-42. Rockets lead. And Pruitt hits a cutting Crowder to the basket. No good. Rebound Henley. And Henley needs a little help. And he'll finally get it to Jack Sutton. Jack will bring it up. Pass. Perkins, little ball fake. He'll move it on inside the arc. Shots no good. Left side. Bradford tries to get a hand on it. Can't get it. Crowder cuts in behind and gets it. Crowder going to look away, drive. Layup no good, but it's tipped back in by Stenberg.
Good hustle by Stenberg right there.
50-42. And clock hitting 15 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Sutton now kicks it out. Perkins, left side jumper. That's going to be way short. Rebound Bradford. He'll kick it back out to Sutton. Sutton will reset, turn around, get it inside low to Henley at the block. He'll drive, baseline shot, no good, but he's fouled by Stenberg with 1.9 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Good job. Lane has got to finish that, get his feet right, finish that. As long as he knocks down these two foul shots, though.
So Landon will go to the line, shooting two. And first one's off. Yeah. Second free throw. Not quite enough follow through. No good. Stolen away by Zach Sutton. But the official will not count it. And Tuscola's bench erupts. Basket will not count. Sutton with a steal. Turnaround jumper. Tuscola faithful thought it was good, but it was waved off by the official. And that will put us going into the fourth quarter with Tuscola down 50-42. This is Tuscola Sports Radio. We'll be back right after this.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
Tuscola basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming back to you live now here at Irwin High School, semifinal, last game of the night. Western Mountain Athletic Conference, Charles Allison, Mike Matthews with you as we begin the fourth quarter. Tuscola with the basketball. And a foul now inside. And that one will be called on Jalen Crowder, his third. And kind of important, probably want to take it to him. Although won't get the opportunity now, so Jeremiah Dorsey comes back in for the Rockets. And Irwin, that's only their third team foul. Swanger will get it into Curvin, a little turnaround baseline jumper, good. 50-44. Just starting fourth quarter.
Two possession game, just got to get some stops.
Dover now, left side on a pass from Pruitt. Sutton will reach way up and get the rebound. He'll get it down to Swanger, left side. He'll swing it, Curvin now, going to drive on Dorsey. And Dorsey will draw the foul, and that'll give Jeremiah Dorsey his third. So, suddenly Reynolds starting to pick up the fouls. They're fourth. Tuscola has five. But Curvin will go to the line, and Tuscola with the little yellow personalized player towels.
And with those towels.
One of those gets thrown out to pick up the sweat, and that's not going to do anything. So Coach Messer finds a larger traditional white towel. Got to talk to Mr. Sexton about that. Where's the kids? Where's the ball kids?
Where's the ball guys at? Oh, this foul shooting is hurting Tuscola pretty bad.
Curvin missing the first one. Curvin's second free throw rattles and in. 50-45.
Curvin's 16th point.
Tyler Parton out with it. He'll give it over to Dover. Rogers on him. Pruitt out top now with the basketball. Sutton looks at him, and we got a foul inside. Another illegal screen. That's the third one on Reynolds tonight.
Eli Hembry.
And that one's going to go on Hembry, and that's his third. Curvin now with it. He's coming from the left side, and just throws up a hook shot. Not there. Rebounded by Jeremiah Dorsey. Still 50-45. Pruitt, good. That'll make it 53-45 as we hit 6:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Rogers now, left side, working on Dover. He'll drive baseline, throw up a little jumper off the rim, no good. Henley fighting for the basketball, but Hembry had position, able to tip it to Pruitt. And Isaiah Pruitt will bring it up for the Rockets. Screen set by Hembry. Henley will come out to assist. Jumper by Pruitt, good. 56-45, and Coach Messer got to take a timeout here and cool him off. We got 6:23 to go now.
Pruitt knocking down his jump shots. Hard to come out and guard him because he's so quick. Drew handles the ball so well, too, that you come out to defend him. He's easy to go by. He goes by you. Good player.
And, of course, that the first game at Tuscola back in December, they used Davis Reynolds pretty effectively to harass him, but we just haven't had that tonight.
Davis Reynolds played a short stint, came back out, hadn't been back in yet.
So don't forget, we've got Tuscola girls coming here on Friday to play Irwin at 6 o'clock in the championship game of the Western Mountain Athletic Conference. Also, let you know, of course, WPTL still in the testing phase, but adding FM to their AM signal on 101.7. You should be able to pick that up not constantly, but still in testing mode. But WPTL, the mothership, getting ready to expand coverage into Haywood and beyond. Tuscola now will bring it up. Swanger will dish it over to Jack Sutton. Rogers now going to work right side. Gets hung up with it. Curving going to cut in the lane. He'll drive. And we'll see if they give him the basket.
Yeah, they do.
They will count it. And that's Parton's third foul. Still only six team fouls total second half for Reynolds. Curvin's free throw up, in and out. No good. Rebound Dover. 56-47 as we hit 6:05 remaining in this semifinal game. Pruitt now gets around Sutton. Max comes over to help out. Pruitt keeps it, throws it up. Henley with the rebound. Long outlet pass. Rogers, Dover on him. He'll go around him and goes up and around him behind left side of the head. And good. 56-49. Tuscola needing a defensive effort here. Cut this lead. Pruitt now. He'll give it over to Dover. Parton swings it now into the corner. But they'll get it back out to Pruitt. Now Parton going to take a shot, and it's good. And the lead back to 10 for the Rockets. Tuscola working outside the arc, swinging it around, tries to hit. Curvin hit Max Rogers there on the baseline. It's tipped away by Dorsey. So Tuscola will inbound baseline, gets it into Henley. Now out, Rogers gives it to Curvin in the corner. Nothing he can do with it there. Rogers now skips it over. Swanger hits Henley. Baseline shot is good. 59-51 as we go under 5 minutes to play. Reynolds still leading. Pruitt now drives by Sutton. He'll kick it over to Parton, tries to give a head fake. Swanger on it. Swanger needs to be careful. He's over his back, but he gets away from him. Goes one-legged to get him to avoid it. Pruitt now swinging around. He'll drive the lane, and he's in the land of the Giants, and he goes to the ground. He went in against Curvin and Henley and hit the ground and ball off a Mountaineer. And quite frankly, surprised no foul call there. And now we've got a timeout by Reynolds. And now we got a technical foul called by Mr. Lance on the Reynolds bench as they were going for the timeout. So
yeah, if you're an assistant coach, you can't say anything. And Eddie Lance is like, I'm not going to take nothing from assistant coach.
And that's going to be an interesting dilemma because Reynolds was going to inbound the basketball. So correct me if I'm wrong now. Tuscola will come shoot two and get possession,
and get
correct?
The basketball, yeah.
So a great break for the Mountaineers. Down 59-51 at the 4:35 mark. And I'm sure that assistant is going to be not having a good meeting after the game with his head coach. So after the timeout that Reynolds had called, and so Jared Swanger will go shoot the text for Tuscola. First one is up and good. Second one on the way, and it's better. Nothing but net. 53. Tuscola down by six at the 4:35 mark with the technical foul on the Rockets bench. That will now give Tuscola possession of the basketball also.
Could be a big momentum swing here.
We'll see. Rogers with it in the corner. Sutton hits Henley down low, a little strong. Ball's loose, and Dorsey able to come up with it. He'll get it to Pruitt. Pruitt now drives to the free throw line and kicks it out to Dover. Three-point shot from the left corner is good. 62-53. And we're at the halfway mark here in the fourth quarter. And a three-point shot, Max Rogers, left side, good. 62-56.
Good shot by keeping two-possession game.
Pruitt now fakes a drive, pulls it back. Now he goes by Sutton, gets to the free throw line. Henley comes out. They'll dump it over to Dover. Sutton almost with a steal, trying to get it back to Pruitt. Pruitt working. Sutton needs to be careful, keep the hands off. Crowder with it now. Right side of the arc, back to Pruitt. Sutton goes behind him. Now Pruitt going to drive the lane. Layup good. 64-56. 3:20. Sutton going to just drive it all the way. Layup good. Nobody really coming out from the Rockets to challenge Sutton, and he just took it all the way. 64-58. Tuscola needs a stop. Pruitt, and another timeout now called by Reynolds, and this will be a full timeout. So at 3:01 remaining here in the game, Tuscola down by six.
Two-possession game, they just got to get a couple stops, Charles. They got to... Reynolds is hard to guard because they're quick. They can all handle the basketball.
Well, cover some news with you here during the break. We've got baseball, softball starting for the Mountaineers on February 28th. And the first game on Tuscola Sports Radio will be versus Inca. And, of course, Inca, a extremely successful softball program. So we'll be bringing you on Tuscola Sports Radio the softball game at 6 o'clock. And that will be the season opener and the home opener for both Tuscola baseball and softball. And, of course, the parks right next to each other are there in front of Lakeview Lusk Elementary.
Normally, you know, coach softball the last 10 years at West Henderson, and normally you get a couple games before conference with this new conference. Your very first game is a conference game.
You got to hit the ground running.
You got to hit it going.
Of course, girls winning earlier today, 50-38, so they're in the championship game. If you haven't heard or read the paper, J.T. Postel named as a new head football coach at Tuscola. And Reynolds will inbound the ball now, coming out of the timeout way back. Pruitt with it now. He'll drive in and going to pull it back, and it looks like Reynolds going to try to kill some clock now. 64-58, and we hit 2:45, clock running. And Tuscola probably going to be forced to foul, and right there's the first one by Jack Sutton. And Pruitt hits the ground hard. So Jack with a hip check. And still on the 16th foul on Tuscola. So no free throw yet for Mr. Pruitt. Although we had... So Reynolds will inbound the ball in front of their bench. Crowder now all the way over to Parton. And they'll get the ball in the hands of Pruitt right near midcourt, right on the big E here at Irwin.
Sort of like having Phil Ford out there.
Well, it is number 12. And a foul, that'll go on Swanger. And, of course, Tuscola are going to be forced to try to foul to stop it because Reynolds has decided to pull it out and play keyboy. So that foul on Swanger, and we'll go to the 1-1. First one's good.
And if you're a good foul shooter, makes it equally a little tougher.
Now 65-58.
You can see why he averages 26. He has 25 right now.
Second free throw is good. Sutton will bring it up. It's now 66-58. Tries to hit Henley on the left side, and it'll get through his hands and out of bounds. And a whistle. Barton now going to check in and going to offense, defense substitutions now for Reynolds. They'll get Barton back in to handle the basketball. Hembry out. Crowder running the baseline. Gets it in to Dorsey. Crowder will give it over to Pruitt. Curvin and Henley out there on Pruitt. Curvin reaches from behind. Pruitt drives up right side, and he'll just dribble around back. And Pruitt now putting on a little bit of a show. And he'll lose the handle, and the ball's in the backcourt, and a backcourt violation on Reynolds. And Pruitt, in disbelief, thinks
he felt Sutton touched it before he grabbed it again. But he can handle the basketball. He sure can.
So a turnover at the two-minute mark. Swanger will bring it in to Sutton. And Tuscola got to start making something happen here. Swanger now going to drive the lane. He'll stop. Kick it back out, Rogers. Rogers will dribble in, step, shot, no good. Rebound by Dorsey, now ball on the floor. He'll go out of bounds, but get it to Crowder before he does. Crowder coming up, he'll be fouled. And that's Max's first foul.
Yeah, now you're better off just fouling.
And Crowder's first free throw is good. Crowder's second one in. And that will give the Rockets a 10-point lead with a minute 46 to go. Swanger with it. He'll get it over in the corner. Henley now going to drive baseline on Hembry. Kicks it out. Curvin. Curvin going to drive the lane. Layup good. And Coach Messer will take the timeout.
Yeah, you got to figure out what you're going to do. You got to commit to foul somebody off the ball because you don't want Pruitt to handle the basketball because you cannot get it from him.
And I'm not sure if that is Tuscola's fourth or fifth. Be nice if they'd announce it. Be nice if I kept better track.
What's that?
I said the timeouts. I'm not sure if that's Tuscola's fourth or fifth.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Well, Tuscola down by eight. We're at a minute 33 in the final game of the night here at Irwin High School, Western Mountain Athletic Conference Tournament. Ball's inbounded now. Parton with it. And Max tries to come over and cut him off. And they'll get the ball to Pruitt. Rogers reaches from behind. No call. Now Davis Reynolds out there. And Davis will draw the foul. And I believe that's Davis's third. I am correct. So Pruitt will go back to the line, shooting 1-1. Perkins and Reynolds will come out. Swanger, Jack Sutton check back in. First shot by Pruitt is good. And Pruitt pretty much money from the free throw line.
Yeah, he's had a game.
Second one is up. Shot is good. 70-60, back to a 10-point lead for the Rockets. Swanger now with it, bringing it up. Sutton. And loose pass over to Curvin. Curvin hits the floor, and the ball's going to go out of bounds off lane. And a missed opportunity for points for the Mountaineers. And Coach Messer doing some offense-defense substitutions. Gets Perkins and Reynolds back in there. Jack Sutton now. Ball's going to be inbounded, and Grayson is going to reach a leg out there and trip Pruitt. And you're kind of in a rock and a hard place here, Mike.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot you can do.
They're going to try to work very hard to keep the ball in Pruitt's hands. and you need to foul to stop the clock, but you really don't want to foul him. And the first free throw is good. Henley and Swanger now will come back in the substitution pattern by Coach Messer. 71-60 as we're at a minute 10 to go. Nate Bradford now going to check in, give Sutton a break. Shot is up. And good, 72-60. Minute five, Rogers with it now. Rogers going to take the shot. It's going to be short, rebounded by Dorsey. He'll get it to Crowder, and that's who they needed to foul. And finally, we get a whistle. And Swanger will draw it. And that will be all for Jared. That's his fifth foul, so he'll exit out at 57 seconds to go in the game. So Crowder will go to the line to shoot two as Rockets now in the double bonus. And in and out. Second one up and good.
Good foul shooting team run to the
73-60. Rogers with it now, gets the ball on the left sideline, spins around, and he'll be fouled by Crowder. So that's the seventh. That'll put him into bonus. So Max will go to the line. Max, first free throw up and good. Max, second free throw, also good, and it's 73-62. Clock being the problem now at 50 seconds and counting. Pruitt will bring it up. Working the corner, working around Sutton. And Pruitt is going to pull it out.
Yeah, I think that's it. Good job by Coach Messer.
This thing's
over, yep.
So Reynolds will win this one and go on to face North Buncombe Friday at 7:30 here at Irwin High School. As the clock's still running, and Mr. Pruitt is going to just take his time and dribble the basketball. Tuscola kind of walking around, and Isaiah kind enough not to go ahead and throw it up. Now maybe he'll take one as he goes outside the arc, and he'll just hand it off. Clock hits zero. Mountaineers will fall tonight to the Reynolds Rockets, 73-62. This is Tuscola Sports Radio. We'll be back right after this.
Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services supports our community. Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services is family owned and operated in Central Haywood County. Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services provides full services. For affordable personal care, call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services at 828-565-3024. Our family serving your family. Located at 3264 Broad Street in Clyde.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
And we're back here to wrap it up as we wait for our Haywood Ace Hardware Player of the Game, Lane Kerwin. Kerwin. On his way up from the floor. Tuscola falling tonight. And now hopefully we'll get a break before the state playoffs. Yep. And welcome into us, Lane Kerwin. It's time for the Haywood Ace Hardware Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Mountaineer player goes to Lane Kerwin. Stop by Haywood Ace and see Steve and his friendly staff west of the Delwood stoplight. I'm sorry, the Lake Junaluska stoplight on Delwood Road for all your winter needs. Ace Hardware. The helpful place. And Lane got you down for 20 points tonight. Of course, that's unofficial, but it always is for us. and couldn't quite, came out kind of sluggish first quarter. Second quarter, things picked up really well, and then they just kind of, the shots started falling for the Rockets. What was the key tonight to their victory?
Well, we came out sluggish, like you said, in the first. Came out in the second half, came out sluggish too. Turned the ball over too many times. They just kept hitting quick threes. They just came out hot in the second half, and we could do nothing.
And Pruitt, and, of course, we noticed early in the game, Pruitt, actually, his shot was off, and yeah. It was more on Dover. Dover was more successful, but Pruitt stepping it up in the second half. And, of course, now you guys, falling here in the conference tournament, but you're still a 3 seed.
Yeah.
So should look for home game coming up next week in the state tournament, which is in reality the more important thing.
Yeah.
What you're wanting to fight for is that state championship. Conference championship is nice, but get us, as Mike said, third season now, and be coming up next week. Of course, don't know anything. I don't think the brackets come out to what, Saturday, and if it's like football, they have to fix them two or three times.
So, yeah, probably.
So probably won't know anything until late Saturday afternoon, and as soon as we know anything, certainly we'll get it up and on. And, of course, the girls in the championship game be here tomorrow, and I'm not tomorrow, Friday afternoon at 6 o'clock. And, of course, these Reynolds Rockets will take on the number two seed, North Buncombe. So from Irwin High School, Western Mountain Athletic Conference, Charles Allison with Lane Curvin here to wrap it up. And this has been Tuscola Sports Radio.